"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Don't go anywhere, okay? Because
it's almost dark time.
In about 8 minutes... NASA is firing a rocket to blow up an asteroid.
Or redirect it? Is that part of what the experiment is, to try to redirect the asteroids? Or they call it the double asteroid redirection test. DART.
Yes, and we're trying to blow up Dimorphos.
Dimorphos is a small asteroid.
It's also orbiting around a larger asteroid called Didymos. And I'm looking at the screen... And Didymos looks pretty big, and Dimorphos is a little speck. And it does look like a little moon circulating around a planet, but of course,
Dimorphos is supposed to be about 500 feet in diameter.
Yeah. So Steve Gregory is here. Maybe he knows things.
Yeah, guys. How you doing?
Yeah. All right,
so,
Steve.
Yeah, I'm watching it in real time along with you, John. And just so you know, they're not exploding anything.
Oh.
The spacecraft will explode on impact.
Oh, okay.
But the rock itself will not explode because it's too big. The idea is that it's enough impact that it will knock that smaller rock that's orbiting around the larger rock. It'll knock it out of orbit. Hmm. That's all they're trying to do, is knock it out of orbit.
What if it then gets knocked out of orbit and hits the Earth?
No, no. This is why this is 7 million miles away.
Oh, okay.
They're doing this little experiment way far off.
Are they sure?
Out in the field.
There's
way
unintended
out the field.
Consequences here. This is a government operation, so I see that thing falling on my head, I'm going to be pissed.
No, just so you know, there's 100 tons of extraterrestrial matter that falls onto the Earth every day.
Is that right?
Did you know
that? No.
100,000 or 100 tons.
Really?
How have we not been hit?
Well, and a lot of this stuff is as small as under 3 feet and large as 300 feet. But a lot of it in the ocean and, you know, out in the desert, whatever.
You'd think once in a while, though, it would whack somebody.
Clobber somebody?
Yeah, yeah. New York City. I mean, you know.
Like poop from a plane?
Well, you know, it's like, why is it that only extraterrestrials and aliens only land in the desert?
Right.
You
yeah,
know, they never go downtown first in Maine.
They have no sophistication, no curiosity to go to New York or London.
I will tell you that the reason that this whole program started was because, I don't know if you recall back in 2013, there was that very famous video that went viral immediately of that huge meteor that came through the airspace in Russia and exploded in the sky over Russia. It sent huge shockwaves over six cities throughout the country. And they knew then, and that thing, by the way, was only 60 feet wide. So that's why they're like, you know, we got to do something about it, because something that small can be that powerful. It has the strength of an atomic bomb. If it hits the Earth force.
I mean, they think an asteroid wiped out the dinosaurs.
Right.
Kicked up so much dust and rock and dirt that it blocked out the sun so long that the dinosaurs died.
Yeah, so that's why they're a little worried about this. Mm-hmm. So that's why under the NASA's Planetary Defense Unit, they created this program, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. And again, this is just a test. They say there is a slight chance that the spacecraft will miss its target. But if it does hit and there's direct impact, the idea is to knock it slightly off orbit.
How much will it be knocked off?
They don't know. They don't know. They're doing projections, but just enough to where it would avoid, you know, hitting that asteroid. And they just want to see what the capabilities are. And then they can use that to put a plan in place in the event that there's a trajectory. Now, by the way, there's only one asteroid that they've been studying up close that could be headed to Earth. It's called Bennu, B-E-N-N-U. It's got a 1 in 2,700 chance of impacting Earth sometime between the years of 2175 and 2195.
I was expecting one in the millions.
I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, so we don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, we're not going to be around for that. Although sometimes asteroids come flying out of nowhere that they had not detected.
Sure.
And get relatively close.
Well, and the way they detect it is really interesting because between all of the network of telescopes and other gadgets all around the planet, there's an international network of all of these lenses, if you will, that map out the star system and map out the galaxies. And they constantly take pictures and overlay them. And then when they see an anomaly, something that's out of place, then they focus in on it to make sure it's in the database or not in the database. If it's not in the database, then they watch it. And if it starts to move, then they realize they have a moving object. And then they've got to map it out and then figure out what its projected trajectory is.
Now, there's 3 minutes and 25 seconds left. The camera is getting closer and closer, the camera on the rocket. So I guess we're going to see it from the camera angle. We're going to see it as it hits the
presumably,
asteroid,
yeah, that's
and
what it
then
is.
Everything will probably go dark.
And we're getting at 45 seconds
the spacecraft
late.
Spacecraft disappears, right?
Right. So, but it's not.
How much did they spend on this spacecraft? Do you know, Steve?
Oh, it was a couple bucks.
A couple of bucks.
A couple of bucks.
And it launched some time ago, right?
In November of last year.
November of last year.
Because it had to go 7 million miles. It launched November 24th last year.
The larger asteroid, which is Didymos, is very irregular looking as the camera hones in on it. Like from a distance, it looks like it's a circle, but it's not. It does look like a random shaped rock.
It's pretty neat now how this thing's getting closer.
Yeah.
What this looks like
14,000 miles per hour is what they're saying that this spacecraft is traveling.
It comes down to 3.7 miles per second. And if you look at it in distance, it would be going from New York to Washington, D.C. in 1 minute. That's how fast the thing's traveling. So when it hits, it'll have, even though it's kind of small, because the entire gadget itself or the spacecraft is about the size of a golf cart. A large golf cart.
Really?
Golf cart.
Oh, so that's all. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They think that golf cart going at that speed is going to nudge this asteroid out of its path.
Yeah, because you remember in weightlessness in space like that, it was funny because they talked to the astronauts on the space station and they had them replicate it in a zero gravity environment. And all you have to do is barely touch something and it knocks it way off course.
All right, we're down to a minute 40.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, wow.
Are we going live on this, by the way?
Is there any sound?
Uh-oh.
Remember, sounds like
seeing,
it happened.
We're seeing 45 seconds later. Remember that. So
45 seconds later
this
then.
Event, space telescopes, ground telescopes from every continent on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, so there's going to be a shot.
Does not look like one single rock to me.
Oh, boy, we're getting close.
Oh, here we go.
14,000 miles per hour, Lori.
14,000 miles per hour. And remember, you know, 45 minutes ago, 55 minutes ago, we couldn't even resolve this object in space.
Now
you can see us zeroing in right on target.
And we're now dropping the clock and we'll go by loss of signal to confirm impact.
Right.
Loss of signal to confirm impact.
Imagine we'll get that loss of signal and then we'll hear from Lena Adams again. Letting us know.
Yeah, but I think they said at the beginning they're watching this through telescopes
like be a
too.
Yeah, clear. Yeah. Signal.
Hopefully, we'll get video of that.
So. I think we're starting to see more, more resolution. In fact, look at that. Didymos has even gone out of the view. We're now just seeing Dimorphos.
This is remarkable stuff.
Oh my goodness! Look at that.
Looks like control system settling down. Angular rates look really good. I think we're going to get the investigation team some good pictures.
Wow.
Should be.
No, come on. We can do better than that. Yep.
Starting to see those individual boulders there. You can see shadows of the various rocks on the surface.
Impact. It's
amazing, guys.
Oh my goodness, look at that. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Looks to me like we're headed straight in.
This is so amazing. It looks like a guava.
Oh,
a
wow.
Papaya.
Yeah. A gourd.
Oh, my goodness. Eight,
yeah.
Seven,
oh,
six,
wow.
Five, four, three, two,
oh,
one.
My God.
It's now filling up the whole screen.
Whoa, look at that.
Oh, almost there.
Wow.
Awaiting visual confirmation.
All right. Let's see. We got it?
Waiting.
Waiting.
What's the signal? Success.
And we have impact.
Oh, there it goes.
It went to a red screen. We have impact.
Have impact.
Fantastic.
Oh, is that that?
Oh, no, no.
Fantastic.
All right, get it back.
That was me. That was me.
That was good. That was good.
What a moment.
You should see the look on John's face.
This is beautiful to watch.
They have microphones?
Oh, wow.
One little microphone, I thought, maybe.
Oh, that was cool. That was cool.
Exciting.
Right, well, now, apparently, it was a success.
When are we going to find out how much it nudged the asteroid?
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, they're going to get data pretty quickly. I mean, it'll come down pretty quickly. And then NASA, like they always do, they'll have a recap. And I don't know if they'll do it today. They'll probably do it tomorrow. So if we have a recap, I'll come in and do a quick update with you guys.
Let us know. Please do.
And let you know how the golf cart did.
That's right. That's all the size of this spacecraft was. Is it a golf cart?
It would be
right,
funny,
Steve,
though, if it burst into pieces and it all comes raining down on top of us here.
Right in Brentwood.
Right in Brentwood. Yeah, right in Burbank. Okay.
Bye, guys.
All right, Steve Gregory covering the NASA. They called it DART, Double Asteroid Redirection Test Spacecraft. What you just heard was apparently DART did collide with a small asteroid way out there in space. John and Ken show on KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Well, as you just heard, we carried it live, the NASA broadcast of the spacecraft that they sent up last November, referred to as DART, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. And it did put a dent in a small asteroid called Dimorphos. And the idea was to sort of move it out of its orbit. Now, they actually had to do this. In 2005, Congress set a mandate for NASA to find by the year 2020 90% of near-Earth asteroids that are big enough to destroy a city. That is, those that are 460 feet or wider in diameter. But it says here Congress never gave them much money to do that. So they have not even done half the list. They have 15,000 more of these asteroids to actually discover. It's typical, isn't it? They didn't get the funding.
Why do they pass mandates and then they don't fund them? Do you want them to count the asteroids and start tracking the ones that are going to hit us or not?
They're dopey politicians.
They are really stupid. Do you know how much it cost to do this DART project? And now, you know, the project.
This one project or the mission itself, the whole program?
It says the whole DART project cost $324 million to develop the spacecraft. Well, wait a second. It's $308 million just to develop the spacecraft, $68 million to launch it, $16 million to spend on operations and data analysis.
Hmm.
So that was hundreds of millions of dollars that just got blasted to pieces. millions of dollars.
Spacecraft
of tax
is
money
no more.
Is now space debris, space junk.
They celebrated by saying we've lost connection. So,
well, sure,
it's gone
because
it did. It means it hit something.
Hit
something, right?
Well, yeah,
it blew up. Yeah.
It hit Dimorphos at 14,000 miles an hour. So that's going to hurt.
Right.
There went the camera.
So it says here, if DART and Dimorphos connect as planned, the small asteroid's orbit will get closer to the larger Didymos. The magnitude of the change will depend on the structure and composition of Dimorphos. If Dimorphos is solid and DART carves only a small crater, then the change will follow the basis of a Physics 101 problem. Two objects colliding and sticking together. Because DART is moving in a direction opposite to Dimorphos, it will sap some of the asteroid's angular momentum, causing it to move closer to Didymos and speed up. So it's really a real... So there's more to be done here, obviously.
Well, yeah, we got to see if this mission was successful, and it did move. It just didn't take the punch and stay where it is.
Right.
But I'm sure they calculated that at that speed, because the thing is not big. He said, Steve said it's like the size of a large golf cart.
So yeah. That's all there is to it.
The speed of this large golf cart hitting the surface is what's going to nudge it out of its current orbit a bit.
I had mentioned earlier, and it's probably worth repeating, they were supposed to launch tomorrow a rocket to the moon. And this is part of their program to return astronauts to the moon. NASA is back doing that. They did scrub tomorrow morning's launch of Artemis 1 because of that hurricane that's descending on Florida. They're supposed to do it now next week.
Well, you know who has designs on the moon is China. So we
what do they want with the moon?
They want to put nuclear
colonize it?
Nuclear missiles up there that they can aim at us. Oh, I'm serious.
Well, they can aim nuclear missiles at us from their own country. Well, why do they need to aim them from the moon?
I don't know. I guess they'd be quite threatening if they were up there on the moon.
You mean at night when I look up and see the moon, the full moon, I can see their
You'll see the Chinese flag and you'll see an array of missiles.
Right.
With America's name on it. Warheads, yes. Nuclear warheads.
Nice. Why does any of this have to come back to that kind of stuff?
So we have to claim the moon first now. And then if we see a Chinese rocket trying to land, then we shoot it.
How do you actually claim a planet? You just plant a flag? We did that already.
Same way we claimed America. We just did. You show up, you set up a colony.
Oh, and then we'll find native moon people that we offended.
Sure, yeah, right. And they're going
to... Then we're going to have to pay reparations.
That's right.
Moon bucks.
And there'll be a civil war.
Everything will... It will fall down.
History just keeps repeating itself.
It is a crazy.
And I think
world.
We also want to use it to as a way to then launch off to Mars too.
Yeah, Mars has always been the place. I thought we were done with the moon.
Yeah, well, we're not going to give the moon away to the Chinese. That would be depressing.
Remember, some researchers said we should blow up the moon.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of that would be. That would mess with
the tides or the.
Well, yeah. I mean, the moon controls the tides. So how do they know what's going to happen?
I forget their reasons for it, but it's like 20 years ago. I remember talking about that.
I don't know. Things are in balance right now.
Yeah, really.
You go screwing with the moon, you don't know what's going to happen. Besides, the moon pieces would then, that definitely would fall on us.
Moon pieces?
Yeah.
Oh, man was struck by a piece of the moon today while walking on a sidewalk in New York.
That's a bad day.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken Show. KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Well, just when you think you've seen everything when it comes to the vagrants, there is a woman in Van Nuys who has quite a story to tell. We'll play you the report from local TV coming up after the news at 5 o'clock. We're also going to talk about the electricity grid. And this idea that we're all going to move towards driving electric vehicles, especially if you're going to buy a new car, beginning just about 12 or 13 years from now. If you do that, know already they're saying you need to charge during the day. We'll explain what this study says about the grid. So, you know, people that come home after work and just plug the car in for tomorrow morning, it's not going to work.
Well, wait a second. What about the days they run out of power and they told us we have to charge at night?
Yeah, I see at night there's no solar or wind. So there's certainly no solar.
There's no solar energy at night, is that right?
That is a new piece of information we have gotten at the John and Ken
Breaking
show.
News, the sun doesn't shine at night.
Yes.
How about that? Anybody tell Newsom?
Nobody's told Newsom yet.
I bet you he doesn't know.
He's in Texas. He's having a good time.
I bet you a dollar he doesn't know the sun doesn't shine at night. I bet you. I know these things.
You could do that. That was like when I was watching the HBO has that training camp show where they follow NFL teams in training camp.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks, yes.
Jared Goff was, this is the Rams a few years back. He did not know the sun set in the west. It was big news to him.
I remember this.
He was being told this. He's like, really?
And he went to Cal.
Yeah, but he's an athlete.
I think the standards.
Usually they get a degree in something.
You imagine the physicists, they've graduated out of Cal.
I was sad they left that in because it made him look really stupid. He's just staring like, it does? It sets in the West.
Like he'd never heard the phrase?
Yeah, it was just an amazing concept to him.
Wow.
I mean, first of all, there's a lot of people that don't, they'd stand outside, wouldn't know which way is West. So
I wonder what percentage of people don't know the sun rises in the East. We assume these things.
Question.
And then periodically we see polls. It's like most people don't know the three, can't name the three branches of government. Remember we went through that poll some weeks ago. So I don't know. I bet you it's a pretty high percentage doesn't know what direction.
But you would think for California, it's a big deal to go to the beach and watch the sun set. Maybe they'd never thought about that being west.
Right.
I don't really get that because maybe for people in the Midwest, it's a little more confusing. I don't know. All right. An update on the migrants. We do have a poll. CBS YouGov. 51% of registered voters approve of sending the migrants to Democratic cities.
How
compared to 49% who disapprove. So once again, that represents a real close disparity on people's viewpoint on this issue. 88% of those who approve say it is an effective way to bring attention to the issue.
How about that? For all the people decrying the stunt, everyone agrees. It's like, all right, now the whole country noticed. You can't say you don't know what's happening. Because they didn't run this news on any other network except Fox. And now all the networks ran the news. And the big news was not that DeSantis was flying 48 people to Martha's Vineyard. The big news for these people is that 2 million people have come over the border in the last 2 years.
2.1 million people, and we're not done with the fiscal year yet. Not till the end of the month. It's an amazing number that I don't think people are grasping. But the story like this, I think, broke through a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, predictably, just 20% of Democrats approve of doing this, but 87% of Republicans say it's a good move by the Republican governor. So independent voters disapproved. It was close, 48% to 52%. So that's always the group that's kind of split.
DeSantis is really on the map now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, if Trump continues to self-destruct, it's going to be hard to beat DeSantis in the primary race because he has now staked out so much territory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Between giving Disney a hard kick.
Yeah.
And
I heard, I saw some pundits writing this morning on a website that, he got this idea from Fox News, he and Abbott. Because I've always said this on the show. We've heard this from listeners now for over 20 years. Oh, same with the homeless. Send them to the politicians' doorsteps, and then they'll understand the problem.
That's an person who's completely out of touch. A lot of people have said something similar to that for over 20 years.
Yeah, this is not new.
Send the illegal aliens to the house of a Democratic politician. Send the homeless people, to Kamala Harris's house. Right? Everybody's made jokes like that because it's obvious. Call on the hypocrites. Call on these phonies. It's like, you want them in? Okay, you take care of them. Instead of making everybody in El Paso have to deal with it.
Yeah, instead they've turned it around. You're using them as pawns. Oh, this is a terrible, inhumane thing to do.
I have heard the word inhumane more times, like in the last 2 weeks, than the rest of my life combined. And it was all over Martha's Vineyard. And this idea that you send somebody to Martha's Vineyard and that it's inhumane treatment is hysterical. And they don't even realize how absurd it sounds.
Yeah.
There's nothing inhumane about going to Martha's Vineyard.
So Politico did some digging. Politico is a left-wing progressive politics website. They did some digging, and a reporter by the name of Oriana Pawlik. Pawlik? Anyway.
Pawlik?
Pawlik. P-A-W-L-Y-K. Pawlik? Oriana? She discovered, I think it's a woman, that, the FAA can't do much about what DeSantis is doing. You see, the company that DeSantis is using to send these migrants to places like Martha's Vineyard operates charter flights under approvals granted by federal transportation regulators, who have almost absolute power to regulate safety in the skies. But there's probably little the FAA can do to stop DeSantis from continuing the flights. So I guess they sent this reporter to see if there's anything the president of the Democrats can do to stop these cruel... Oh, here's described as a cruel publicity stunt.
Can't... Boy, that sounds like a factual, bias, unbiased article.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
It says the president and Democrats have condemned the flights as cruel publicity stunts. So it's leaving that to the...
Cruel publicity stunts.
Right.
Boy, whoever... You know what? And I noticed they all said it at the same time on the same day. I swear they must all get a blast email from the master Democratic headquarters. And everyone has exactly the same talking point that they use. The same vocabulary.
Call it inhumane. Call it a cruel publicity stunt.
Right.
Say that they're pawns.
And say it over and over until people on your side get emotionally worked up. Nothing happened. First of all, they signed a waiver to get on the plane. So they landed in Martha's Vineyard. The Martha's Vineyard people took care of them for a day and then deported them.
Yeah, sent them off.
Yeah. So that was instant deportation by them. That wasn't considered cruel, huh, to send them to Cape Cod. It was cruel to send them to Martha's Vineyard, but not cruel to kick them off the island. Because these people didn't look like the Martha's Vineyard crowd. They weren't rich white liberals. So it's like, well, we can't have these people here.
Yeah, the flights apparently don't violate the FAA's regulations.
The FAA only regulates safety.
Yeah,
they don't regulate
safety.
Anything else.
Right. So can they prove that these flights are unsafe?
If you're a charter airline, as long as you prove that your aircraft is regularly inspected and you do all the licensing and the inspections and everybody's credentialed properly, that's all the FAA cares about. And then you could take off and do whatever you want in the plane.
In fact, somebody asked the FAA, and the only response I got back is, the FAA's mission is safety, which was their short way of saying this is nothing we can do. So.
Notice nobody, none of this crowd, which is why this is all just partisan cheering for your own stupid side, is saying to Biden, it's like, hey, close the border, end this nonsense. Because these migrants were sent from Texas to Florida, from Florida to Martha's Vineyard, Martha's Vineyard to Cape Cod. Who knows where they are now? What are you doing? Seal the damn border. Stop this. This is stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we just have such a stupid group of people running the government now. This is like a record rock bottom low.
This government is?
This government, yeah, is incredibly stupid. I mean, why do this? I mean, in El Paso, they have thousands of people sleeping in the streets. So that's not cruel, but spending the night at a nice home in Martha's Vineyard, well, that's just unspeakably inhumane.
Thing we have is a civil rights lawsuit that was filed last week. And
that'll go nowhere.
People have sent me stories that the outfit that filed this lawsuit is partially funded by George Soros.
They are.
There's that again.
They are. They're professional troublemakers. And again, they're jumping on a trendy partisan story just to make some headlines to smear DeSantis and smear Greg Abbott. They're afraid of those two guys.
Sounds like, though, this is kind of quieted down. I mean, the flights. I'm not hearing much about any new flights.
DeSantis got a big bang out of last week. He doesn't have to do that every day. Everybody got the point now.
We got more coming up at the John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. All right, we turn to crime. They have picked up a man in lovely Chico by the name of Dallas Marsh. He was at a Super 8 motel in Chico. That's a tough life. Anyway, they believe he was planning a mass shooting. Now, Saturday will be 5 years since that horrific Las Vegas mass shooting. That was October 1st of 2017. 60 people killed, 400 wounded. 400, that number is like 400.
That's astonishing.
That's that crazy creep, Stephen Paddock, opened fire on the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. So this man apparently, now is this somebody else who posted stuff to social media? How did they get word of his...
All I saw on social media had photos of himself when he was in the military holding a big weapon.
And they're not sure that's real, that he actually was in the military. He claims to have been in the military.
Right.
His Facebook account contains information suggesting he previously served in the U.S. Army. Have they been able to prove that?
I haven't seen it.
He said he was a U.S. Army Delta Force commander. They reached out for comment, but so far the Army hasn't said anything. He had some specific deadline that he wanted to carry this out. I mean, you're in Chico. How are you going to do a mass shooting? Was he going to go to Vegas and try to do the same thing, or?
I guess any venue.
A large mass shooting?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, any venue that was going to draw a big crowd, especially an outdoor crowd. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he could drive anywhere. He was just plotting it in Chico.
He looks homeless in his booking photo, staring at the camera vacantly, kind of unshaven and unclean.
Yeah, most of these guys are not suit and tie types.
They're not. We're waiting to find out in another story that kind of broke this afternoon whether or not that annoying Alec Baldwin is going to be charged in the fatal shooting. Remember that story?
It kind of disappeared. Yeah, no, I was looking at the Daily Mail photos this afternoon because one of the paparazzi snapped him with his head in his hands.
They're claiming that he's selling property, too, to try to protect himself civilly, I guess.
He's got a Hamptons mansion that he's selling for $29 million. And so what's he going to do with that money? He doesn't, because you can go to Florida and buy something there like OJ did, and then any judgment against you in a civil lawsuit can't be touched. Property in Florida can't be confiscated. It can be in New York.
So this is the fatal shooting of the cinematographer Halina Hutchins on the set in New Mexico. Was that last year? I guess it was.
Seems like last year, yeah.
I think it was last year. I guess insiders are tipping off the media that something may be coming soon from prosecutors in New Mexico to charge him with something. Is it just manslaughter, probably, or?
I don't know. He pulled the trigger. So the action is on him. The question is, what's the degree of culpability legally, because it's negligence.
Yeah, I guess earlier this month, the judge ruled that he was primarily responsible for firing the shot that killed her. This was last October, so it's about a year ago.
Accidents can happen, but if you're really negligent, then it veers into criminality.
Right.
If you just, if you were playing with it, knowing it was loaded. Now, he'll tell you he didn't know that it was loaded with a real bullet, but again, you're supposed to assume that it has a real bullet. Even if you're on a movie set and you're shooting blanks, basic gun safety is treated as if it's a live weapon. And it was.
All right.
So, yeah, he's gonna get something. And it's the civil lawsuit that's going to really ruin him.
Wow, the wealthy get wealth. Do you know that estate in the Hamptons he's selling for $29 million? He bought it for just $1.75 million in 1996.
Yeah.
You talk about appreciation.
Don't you wish you did something like that?
I guess. You might say in 1996, that's a lot of money to spend on a home. But
if you had
$1.75 million.
If you had that kind of money in 1996. Would it be great to have a payout like that?
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of speculation here of him selling property and trying to protect his assets. And they just had their eighth child together. He and Hilaria.
What is that? What is that about? What's the constant reproduction?
I don't know. He's 64.
He's killing people on one end. He's procreating on the other, excessively at this point.
He's killing people on one end. Procreating on the other.
Yeah.
Well, it's a replacement theory.
There's a lot of
action. For every person I kill, I have to create a new life.
He's having a big impact on the population levels in both directions.
I have no idea. There's already a big civil lawsuit against him from the family of Halina Hutchins, as you probably know. So they think he's probably worth more than $60 million at least. And he's been named in multiple lawsuits in connection with the fatal shooting.
Yeah, no, he's got to hide his money. It's Cayman Islands time.
Didn't he recently do an interview with Woody Allen? Is that what I read somewhere? That they talked to each other, had like a comp Woody Allen facing his own shame.
I know.
What a pair.
Well,
and I think they praised each other a lot or something.
They're all they have left.
Yeah, really. I think Alec Baldwin interviewed Woody Allen is the way I read
it. Yeah, well.
Because he's always fancied himself some sort of big talk show host.
Yeah, I know. He keeps trying.
Yeah. I guess that show is no longer that match game that he bought back. They're not doing that anymore, I guess.
Remember, he was hosting that. Yeah, he will host that for a number of years in the summertime every year on ABC.
Yeah, because they brought back all the summer ones, the Family Feuds and the other one, but I didn't see
it. I don't know if it was on last year. It's like I don't think people wanted to see him after the murder.
No, I think he's kind of hands off.
Right.
He's not going to get a lot of TV or movie deals.
Let's get a host who hasn't killed somebody.
All right, coming up next, a Van Nuys woman has a problem concerning the homeless that I'm not sure I've seen before, and a new ad in the race between Rick Caruso and Karen Bass for mayor we'll explore. All coming up.
John and Ken Show, and Mark Runner has the news, KFI AM 640.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.